Across the country, colleges and universities are gearing up for the start of a new semester. To mark that occasion, book critic Maureen Corrigan decided to review the recent paperback edition of a memoir called The Gatekeeper by superstar scholar Terry Eagleton, who's been called the last Marxist literary critic. Here's her review.
British academic superstar Terry Eagleton made his name as a cultural theorist. In fact, his genial, best-selling 1983 book, Literary Theory: An Introduction, is still the text most English graduate students and their professors consult when they need to brush up on the difference between secular humanism and hermeneutics. So it's big news in a small pond that Eagleton has now renounced cultural theory as beside the point in this age of terrorism. In his latest book, called After Theory, which is being published in the United States this month, Eagleton laments that literary scholars are preoccupied with relativistic meditations on their navels and other body parts, instead of big moral questions like truth and the nature of evil. No argument there. But let's not talk about theory or after theory. In my own small way, I anticipated Eagleton's recantation years ago when I became disenchanted with high literary theory and its members-only linguistic opaqueness. I want to vault over the whole scholarly slingshot fight that after theory has already provoked and take cover in another and undoubtedly more entertaining and probably more important recent book Eagleton wrote. The Gatekeeper is Eagleton's memoir. It came out in paperback late last year, and I've just gotten around to reading it. It's by turns horrific, reluctantly moving, and so packed with go-for-the-jugular, hilarious academic anecdotes that it makes perfect sense that, as Eagleton tells his readers, he's been asked for his autograph by people at lectures thinking he's Terry Jones of Monty Python. As he acknowledges, Eagleton's life story corresponds to that most archetypal of British post-war tales, the climb of the promising scholarship boy out of a working-class Valley of the Ashes. These angry young men make good stories all follow the same broad plot, but the special ones, like Eagleton's, distinguish themselves through the pitiless intelligence of their vision. The very thing the angry young man in question struggles to attain through an elite education. Eagleton's death-in-life dump was Manchester, England, in the late 1940s and 50s, where he grew up a sickly child in a large family of Irish Catholics. He says, "We led a cowed, daunted existence, socially sophisticated enough to be conscious of our social inferiority. Our aim in life was to have the words, 'We were no trouble,' inscribed on our tombstones." The title of Eagleton's memoir derives from his Catholic schoolboy duty of escorting the weeping families of newly cloistered Carmelite nuns out to the gate of the convent, never to see their daughters again. Eagleton was the only kid in his grammar school class to own a coat. But before he can be accused of stooping to melodrama, he describes how he and his hungry classmates so stuffed themselves with cheap beetroot that they would regularly vomit up the maroon mess all over their desks. That reflexive need to undercut, not to take oneself or one's life situation too much in earnest, is, as Eagleton recognizes, a mixed blessing legacy of growing up working class and Irish Catholic. His wit is most overpowering when he's describing the endlessly self-fracturing socialist groups he joined as a young man, and his purgatorial stint as a scholarship student at Cambridge, a place then populated with professors who taught by declaiming poetry out loud. Studying English, Eagleton comments, seemed largely a matter of the stomach muscles. The mood shifts again, though, when Eagleton ends his memoir with a stunning anecdote describing how he got that Cambridge scholarship, almost literally by stepping over his factory worker father's dead body. "What if others win for you, by their sacrifice, the very largeness of mind which might tempt you to betray them?" That's how Eagleton elegantly poses the moral conundrum of the up-from-the-working-class memoirist. The fact that throughout his career, Eagleton has been sensitive to moral conundrums has always elevated him some notches above most of his fellow theory heads.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Terry Eagleton's memoir, The Gatekeeper.